August 28th, and greeting you in cyberspace. Well, this is the last day of our phase on our moon calendar, and it's our guest day. We usually have 20, 30 guests here at Quadinam, wonderful people who call in on our telephone system and find out what to wear and how to find us in our mysterious temple ashram. We want to say, have a good day, Jiva, in Bangalore, and all the Silpis that are working on the Iravan Temple. You are wonderful people, carving away day after day, year after year, on this beautiful temple in Bangalore. Temple site was given to us to use for a number of years by Sri 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 Bala Gangadhara Nada Swami. That's a very long name, and he is a very powerful Swami in that area. He has established well over 150 centers for social service, for religious activities, including a hospital, training center, medical school, engineering college, and the temple project is being guided by Sri 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 Trichy Swamigal, who has a beautiful Meenakshi Temple, Raja Rajeshwari Temple, close by. All the Silpis under Jiva's spiritual guidance come for puja every morning before they begin their work. And every evening they have bhajan. It's a wonderful, happy group. He and his wife and two sons manage the temple site of over 75 carvers. And of course, Chidambaram and our Ganapati Stubbity, the main architect, just like an ashram. We're very happy that so many of you have communicated with us that you had difficulty in finding the voice, my voice, on the World Wide Web, on the internet, and we've made an adjustment, so now it's very, very easy. You are a strong person. You are a happy person. You are a person that makes your happiness for yourself because you make others happy. That is real happiness. Making others happy, you become happy. Even if you're sad, make somebody else happy. Get a smile on their face. And that smile can wipe away their tears and your tears too if you have them. We are here on this planet going through life. A series of experiences, one after another. It's not the experience. It's the lesson that we gain from the experience that really, really counts. It's the lesson that we gain from the experience that really, really counts. So take the cream, take the ghee out of the experience, whatever it may be, and memorize the lesson. Then be guided accordingly, because that is your dharma. Om Namah Shivaya.